where Jones is.
Well, this church is above Jones's Market to the right. Just Twin Town, just above Jones's Market.
I look.
To the right.
Do you know anything? Oh, and your mother, did she do any sort of work outside the home?
No, not outside the home.
All right, did she do any day work or anything of that sort?
No more on the farm, that bit.
All right, do you know anything at all about your grandparents?
No, well, I know my mother's father. Grandparent, I know him. I remember him. I used to go to his house when I was a little kid. Yes.
Do you know anything about where he was born or what he did for a living? Or
well, yeah, I know he was born in Franklin County. His old home place was called Old St. Luke, but that's over there now on Mississippi Central Railroad over there, and what's called McCall's, a little place called McCall's. But he was born there. And that was his home right in there. He stayed there until back in them days had called White Caps. See, the White Caps run all the colored people out from that part of the country.
What were White Caps? I haven't heard that before.
Well, that's some sort of like the Ku Klux is now.
Oh, really? Ku,
yeah, that white. In them days, it was called White Caps. So they'd come in the community, after, you know, and give maybe the colored people orders, give them time, that we want you to be vacated from this place in a certain length of time. If you don't, we gonna come back and see why you ain't gone. Well, that's right, we did do that, and so and so. Maybe if you hadn't gone, when they come back, well, they'd come in, they'd put you away from there. They sure would. Shoot in your house, shoot you to an hour. If you hadn't got out when they by the specified time.
Does the Ku Klux do much around here?
No, we don't hear about that much.
You don't hear anything about it?
No, we don't hear it much. It might be quiet tonight.
You don't in Georgia anymore either?
No. We don't hear no Ku Klux around here now. But back in them days, what they called White Caps. Now, they were rough.
Now, they weren't the Ku Klux. They were another organization.
Yes,
it was another group of people.
Yes, it was another organization.
Well, I hadn't run across that before. That's interesting.
Well, I was about 7 years old when that happened. And my father, they didn't run him out. They told him if he'd be quiet, he wouldn't be bothered. If he didn't be out talking so much, saying something about it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so they didn't bother him, sure enough. See, they had white caps, they had captains, you know, what they go by, leading, you know.
Oh, and you just talked about they had captains.
Yeah.
And that reminded me, do you remember a time when... Well, see, I guess maybe black men would address their employers as captain or captain or something like that.
Yes, and it's like now, there's a group of men. I don't know how many would be in a squad, but be one and there'd be a captain. That's the lead. The rest of them tell them what to do. Like that.
I see.
So,
let's see. I need to ask something about Mrs. too. Do you mind my asking how old Mrs. is?
Yeah, you should go ahead and ask. Yes, ma'am.
All right, you let her say it, then you say it. So
yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
73.
She's 73.
73. And what's her religion?
Baptist.
All right. Yeah. And how far did Mrs. go in school?
Eighth grade,
she said.
All right. And does Mrs. belong to any organizations?
Yes, ma'am.
What does she belong to?
The Herons of Jericho.
Is this a religious organization?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, a religious organization.
All right. And do you know anything about where Mrs. parents came from?
Well, now, her parents.
And my mother was in Lincoln County.
Yeah, her mother was born in Lincoln, this county, way years back in this county. And father, was he born in Franklin?
How long have you all been married?
Me and her?
Uh-huh.
55 years.
I thought maybe that's why I asked. It's a long time.
That's a long
time. Two people
that's true. That's right.